Hey, y'all. Welcome back for another episode of the Inner Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your fearless host, Erica Anderson. And today I am continuing the series on purpose, talking about just how to facilitate walking in purpose. And today I want to talk about how identity plays into purpose, how you walk out your purpose, how you learn what your purpose is. I, over the years, have used a lot. And when I say a lot, I have used so many different avenues to build my sense of identity. And a lot of it took place after I got divorced because, as for many women, you know, you lose yourself in marriage, you lose yourself in motherhood, and it's not necessarily something that happens because you did anything wrong. It's just you get so caught up in taking care of other people and taking care of business and handling your household, just all these different things that go into the role of being a mom and a wife, and you lose yourself if you're not careful. So after I got divorced, one of the most important things I was able to do was take a step back and be honest with myself about the contributions that I made to the failed marriage. And so this episode isn't about rehashing any of that, but just simply looking at how I was able to rebuild my life from the inside out after going through such a traumatic experience in my life. One of the ways in which I initially started to gain a sense of self-identity was dating myself. It's funny because I was talking on another podcast yesterday about the subject of dating yourself. And I think it's a really important thing for people to do, whether they are in a relationship, married or single, to spend time alone. For me, that was sometimes just walking through the mall and window shopping. Like, I would intentionally not spend money, but just go walk through different stores and pay attention to the things that I was drawn to. This helped me to build my identity because it helped me to understand something about myself, that I was drawn to beautiful things, that I was drawn to things that were colorful and things that were attractive in a sense, things that were different. I also learned in doing that I have, I prefer things that are classy and sometimes even considered luxurious. And this helped me to understand something about myself that really drove how I decided I would pursue my career. So in learning those things, it helped me to gain some direction in my life, which is important when you learn how to walk in purpose, because you have to have direction in order to walk in purpose. And I say you have to have direction, but what I also always talk about is the importance of allowing your purpose to be fulfilled no matter the environment that you're in, because purpose is rooted in, the things that come natural to you. So no matter the environment that you're in, those things that come natural to you should come out. So let's just say, for example, you're a compassionate person. If you are in a situation where someone is suffering, it doesn't matter whether you happen to witness an accident and pull over on the side of the road to help comfort that person, or if you are in a church setting and, you know, someone is having a moment and you're providing support to them. Like, if you're a compassionate person, that's going to come out no matter where you are. But in having a sense of identity, it helps you to structure your life so that your path takes you where people will benefit from the things that come natural to you or those things that are a part of your purpose. So that is what I mean when I talk about having direction in your life. And that's also important because when you are intentional about walking in purpose, you want to, as much as possible, put yourself in situations or allow yourself to be in situations where that purpose is going to be executed. So we have a guest, my three-year-old. I cannot escape him today. So if you hear him in the background, my apologies. I cannot escape him today. And so speaking of which, motherhood. So I kind of knew that I was destined for motherhood because growing up, I was number one, the oldest of my mother's children and the oldest of my grandmother's grandchildren on my dad's side, or I'm sorry, on my mom's side. And so in being around all these children, it gave me a level of knowledge and experience in taking care of children that gave me a great foundation for becoming a mother. Now, whether or not I chose to become a mother, doesn't matter because I still gained a level of experience that I believe was a part of my purpose. So whether I am around my children or your children, or if I'm with the children who are a part of the Gavel Club that I'm a part of, or at the park, I am always going to love on children in a way that I cannot explain to you, because another part of my being and another thing that I was able to recognize as a part of my identity is that I have a level of compassion for children that I cannot explain to you. I believe that children don't ask to be here. And so when it comes to them being taken care of, I'm always going to take care of them without question, whether they are my kids or not, because I always want to make children feel safe. I always want children to be okay when they're in my presence. So in learning those things about myself, because, and it's funny because I remember when before I got married, I had this plan, or one of the things that I wanted to do was to open a child development center. And I wanted to create an environment where children could come. And, you know, obviously it's childcare, but it was an opportunity to create an environment, a safe space for children, create a place where they could have fun, where they were surrounded by adults who would take care of them and engage with them and make sure they're happy, you know? And I kind of lost sight of that in the time that I was married because I was so consumed with all these other things. But now, you know, I've been divorced. I think it's been about 4.5 years now. But in this time, I have been able to get back to some of those things that I had been dreaming about. And so at some point in the future, I will open that child development center and it will be one of my entrepreneurial ventures. But, you know, learning those things as a part of my identity was really important because it allowed me to really just tap into that, although I hadn't actually executed the thing that was my ultimate dream. It starts wherever I am. And so right now, that's in my home with my own children. That's at the family reunion when I'm around, you know, all of my small cousins, or that's, you know, with all of the kids who gravitate to me whenever I am, you know, in a setting where there are children. It happens all the time. And it's funny because I remember a few years back, I was at a family member's house for Thanksgiving. It was either Thanksgiving or Christmas. I can't remember. But we were all hanging out. The adults were scattered, you know, some were out back on the deck. There were some in the kitchen and, you know, they were hanging out doing their thing. And I was in the living room with the kids playing a card game. And after I sat back, you know, it was like maybe a day or two later, I was just kind of reflecting on that. And I realized that I just kind of ended up there, but I didn't think anything about it. Time didn't exist in the time that I was with those children. I was thoroughly enjoying myself. They were enjoying themselves. You know, we played those games and we took selfies and we ate, and it was a good time. And I had just as good of a time with those children as I would have had hanging out with people my own age. And so allowing myself to be open to these things that come natural to me has helped me to facilitate a better life, because there's fulfillment in walking in purpose. There's fulfillment in pursuing these things. There's just so much to enjoy about walking in purpose and touching the lives of those around you. And for me, especially children, because they grow up to become adults who are impacted by those experiences. And I think that's an important part of living, making sure that you touch the life of a child in a way that positively impacts them for the rest of their lives. But that's just me. That's just a part of who I am. That's just a part of what I do. I encourage you to be intentional about paying attention to the things that make you feel alive, the things that make you feel that sense of fulfillment. Like after it's over, you're like, wow, like if that felt good. Pay attention to that feeling. Pay attention to those opportunities and those moments. And further, pay attention to the opportunities that come up for you to execute that. Because I think sometimes we miss the opportunity to engage in situations where we can operate in that sense of purpose. And we miss it because we're preoccupied, whether that's mentally, whether, you know, we got a lot going on or we're in a rush. And I think now, you know, because of the time we live in, being in a rush affects everybody. We see it on the highways all the time. I live in Georgia, in Metro Atlanta, and people drive so crazy all the time. People are always in a rush, and sometimes people don't realize how reckless it makes them on the roads. But at the end of the day, you know, sometimes we just have to slow down and allow things to flow, because in that flow, we find the opportunity to bless the life of somebody else. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you haven't been to the website, make sure you check out innerbeautyreigns.com. I actually added some mugs to the site this week. So I got two new mugs. One says respect the brilliance. Oh man, when that came to me, I was like, you know what? I need this. I need this on a mug. So I really just kind of created it for myself. And so now I'm sharing it with you guys. But there's also another one that says Thrive, and it's a really nice one. So make sure you go check that out and make sure you order them. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I will talk to y'all next week.